Newsbreak podcast.
I'm Jamas Thapelo Ahmad, who is a councillor here in the city of Johannesburg. Council has been nominated by the ANC, but not only the ANC, but the ANC voting bloc, which comprises the EFF, the minority parties, and now the Patriotic Alliance, which has also put in their votes to the ANC bloc, because they had a fallout with the Democratic Alliance.
What can you tell us about these sort of numbers and the efficacy of it all? Because Al-Jamaa are not really one of the bigger parties in the Joburg Council, is it?
Al-Jamaa is not the bigger party in council. He's one of the minority parties, but as you would notice now, you know, in some of the councils, because you can see that even minority parties are now becoming kingmakers. You find that, you know, the biggest parties don't have all the numbers that they need to be able to for example, maybe they want to pass a motion, so they would need the assistance of these minority parties. So this is what is happening in this case, whereby the minority parties have also lended their vote to the ANC. So now they are able, following the meeting that they had with the ANC, the EFF, and the Patriotic Alliance, so all those parties have agreed now to put their weight or their support behind Al-Jamaa's Thapelo Ahmad to be the preferred candidate for the mayor of Johannesburg.
Interesting times ahead then, Sepo. What can you tell us about the voting process? We know it was to convene by 10 o'clock and it was some delays in that regard. What's the latest?
As we speak, the councillors have taken a break. They are on break for lunch, and proceedings will resume at 1:30. But as I'm speaking to you now, I can see that the ANC has already set up the ballot boxes, and the ballot papers have been printed with the names of the nominated candidates. Other candidates that have been nominated include Mpho Phalatse, who has been nominated by her party, the Democratic Alliance. Remember, she was ousted yesterday during a vote of no confidence. And another nominee is that of Funzi Ngobeni. He has been nominated by his party, Action SA, the party that was part of the multi-party coalition that was led by the DA here in the city of Johannesburg. But now they are saying that they are fielding their own candidate in the form of Funzi Ngobeni, who is the former MMC for Roads and Transport here in Johannesburg.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.